Hello, and welcome to Happy Endings, a romantic TV movie podcast. My name is Laura Miller, and with me today is...
Once again, Brett Wilson.
Hey. So, guess where we will be today? Christmas. Guess when? 2005. Again, back-to-back 2005 time machine travel. In this one, there is a rival newspaper journalist, his and her Christmas. It is going to be quite an experience. So stay tuned for that on Happy Endings.
Stay tuned.
All right, here we are on Hulu, his and her Christmas. If you want to follow along, feel free to go to Hulu and watch with us. Also, if you like the podcast, please hit subscribe, give us a good review. We love it. Thank you. All right. Oh, we're going back in time. Here we are, Brett.
And even the process of finding which movie to watch was sort of entertaining because
yes. You
have to go,
it's hard for me to remember which I've seen before.
You go to your streaming service and start typing in Christmas, and then it's of course trying to autocomplete, so it's showing options like C, H, oh, Chicago.
No, honey, not this time. It's Christmas.
C, H, R, oh, Chrisley knows best. No, you could guess probably by now that somebody who's typing in C, H, R, I is going to be typing Christmas. So we
because
we get C-H-R-I.
What about Jesus, Brett?
There's no I in Christmas. No, wait.
There's no I in Jesus. Oh, here it comes. Oh my gosh. Here, let me turn the volume up for us. This is going to be some stuff. Regent Entertainment.
I think this might be a Christian entertainment company.
Ooh. Well, there's Insight Studios, Fake San Francisco, Transamerica Building. Or real San Francisco, but probably filmed in Vancouver.
Is this Regent Entertainment as in Regent University?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see. His and her Christmas.
Oh, there's a cat.
The cat is playing with a toe.
Dina Meyer. Isn't Dina Meyer from the movie Starship Troopers?
Ooh, good one. Alarm clock rings, meow. Oh, Gary Chalk as Anthony Shepard. Neither of those makes sense
that.
To
right.
me.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think, Anthony Shepard? Is he going to be gay?
That's
He's
true.
Gay. He's
he
gay.
Probably
yeah,
will
yeah,
be.
Yeah, yeah. That's that. Because San Francisco.
Yeah. That's probably right.
Oh, no. This is an apartment. Oh, wow. That's some camera work there. He's all alone in his gray sheets from 2005. His mobile and his lighting means that he's a single guy. Oh, she's a loving person because she has a cat. I believe in that. Oh, she wakes up. She sleeps
she
in.
Has...
Her entire home is made of pillows and a cat. And so rather than leave her bed, she just kind of leans there with the cat. Oh, she likes coffee. I relate to her. I like coffee. Brett,
yeah.
I have seen you drink coffee.
So versus this apartment that
I
is
don't relate to this man.
Just so, right.
Oh, did you see that he had a TV instead of a fire in his fireplace? I'll bet she wouldn't do that.
Oh, okay.
Someone wants to know if she wants Eggs Benedict. Is it for the cat?
I think it's just her running interior.
Oh, okay. San Francisco to get their reactions. Oh, my gosh. Some guys still have that shirt and tie. Hey, Gen X, we see you. He has a fish. Does that mean he's capable of love?
Is the name of that cereal Fat Flake? What
did that I don't know. Fat Flake. I would eat Fat Flake cereal. Not made of fat, but like giant cornflakes. How big a cornflake can you handle, Brett?
Never was a cornflake girl as Tori Amos.
That was a good solution. You were wrong.
Back, right? Yeah. Oh, there's going to be politics.
Ooh, Election Day.
Parade
of propaganda. He smiles reading propaganda. Oh, she has a mini. She's so quirky. Dot's Cafe. I'll bet she knows Dot.
that's not an actual
read
table
Tom card. Lane every day in the San Francisco the, Sun. Ooh, did the, you see the, his quote?
That's the way it is. Okay. Yeah.
That's a catch right
it's
there.
The very convincing San Francisco that has tires on the cable cars.
Well, I think there are like other forms of transportation that has, you know.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. This difficult time, especially with Christmas approaching. Oh, I thank you for your offer. I'm going to take my time to see what fate brings my way. Sincerely, Ms. Madison. Okay. Marin, okay. She works for the Marin County Voice. Okay, this actually seems to be San Francisco-y. I'm not feeling alienated.
Okay.
I don't ever want to see that sign again.
Maybe it's Vancouver. It might be Vancouver. Art. There's been kidney-shaped art in
there's a lot of kidney-shaped set design. Or he just like took some extra art from work
small
for his house.
Small town America. Do you Politics think they'll rediscover is, small town America?
Ooh, together. No. That looks like a styrofoam computer. Dude, get a real laptop.
Styrofoam computer.
I have an iStyro. Yo, slap miners. Did you see that game? Oh, he sounds like
I'm
a
in,
real
dude.
Catch.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a zebra art.
Was it kidney-shaped?
Kidney-shaped
zebra.
Kidney-shaped
zebra art? Zebra-shaped kidney art?
I want to see the love movie about a zebra who needs a kidney. And the two reporters from 2005 who make it happen. Whoa, something attacked her hair. Don't attack
Liz.
Did she
walk into a glass door?
Leave Liz alone. Yeah. Elliot, what the hell is right? Elliot, button your shirt. Savage column this week, by the way. Do you want... Oh, yeah, I'll just get that. Russell of envelopes. All right. At least they're not cargo pants.
My name is Russell of envelopes. No, sound effect. Read the script better, man.
She has a snow globe on her desk. You know what love is? Having a snow globe on your desk. You have 50 new messages.
Oh.
That's not that many.
No, exactly.
God help us. I like her lipstick color. Nice. All right. You have one new message. Does that mean she's less important than he is?
Yeah. It's Miss Popularity
these days. Huh. You know what you worry about when you're in your 30s and kind of rocking the Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld? You worry about whether you're popular.
Yeah, exactly.
I really wish I were more popular with my introvert job and my cat. Sarah, never have sex on Halloween. Just when you get comfortable, the Power Ranger comes
to the
door.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. There's the power the bottom problem, and the power problem, ranger.
The problem is when they all form into the one big one.
I'm just saying.
Haven't we seen this woman as the friend before?
I think she is always. That's a good job. Slutty friend.
Slutty friend.
Who isn't even really slutty, who is just normal.
No, exactly. Right.
Oh, they're drinking. They have wine glasses and a painting at their office.
Oh, she looks like the woman from the Trump Chasing Amy, doesn't she? Joey.
Oh, yeah.
It is 2005. You have to bring your brain back to 2005 for all the cultural touchstones.
Oh, yeah. I remember all those lip glosses, too. I had a nice one. Someone's going to pop a question.
His name is Elliot.
Elliot.
Screams of delight. I'm so excited.
When did you find out? Oh, she's a funny friend. If you don't propose before Christmas, I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
It's like Jane Wyman courtship.
That's
strategy.
The Jane Wyman Ronald Reagan history, which also happened in California. Oh my God. She's got her Moleskine. A four stallion rating system? Oh, she's trying to give her slut book.
Yes, her little black book.
Her little black book. So that's her boyfriend. Okay. All right.
Cool.
I'm gonna get some tasty wings.
That was my skull.
I'm doing fine. I'm Elaine from Seinfeld. It is that vibe, though. Okay. I would kind of hang on to it just to read through. I mean, if you're going to offer me a list of every weird person you had sex with the rating system and I don't even want to read it, yeah. Like, I kind of want to know. Take us through that place. Oh, look, here's the snow globe. Oh, ha, yeah, you're normal. You weirdo who likes Christmas. You know, I love these movies have like a world where like, oh, that has to be him. That's the gay guy.
This guy, his name said Hayden. Maybe it's Hayden. The guy in the yellow Nick? Blazer.
Who's Nick? Wait, please don't fondle the garments.
Please refrain from tasting the knob.
Oh my. Brett, do you remember the men's haberdashery of this era? Did you have a shirt that green? Have you a shirt that green now?
I think I just recently got rid of my shirt that was that green.
Okay, good.
I don't think I've ever had a jacket this yellow.
Yet.
Or this square.
He said, I've had better conversations with a fish. Yeah. Racism. Yeah. Oh, this girl from Morocco should come with subtitles, like a Power Ranger. That would be a great punchline for a joke, somebody coming with subtitles. I don't know what
it
would
be.
That's
right, I know, right? Yeah.
Houseboat. Oh, look, he's won awards that look like his house. They're like little triangles of lucite and sadness. I'll be sure to read this. I'll go to like crappy guy's houseboat. We can go. We don't have to talk to him. Golf at 8? What is wrong with you people? 8 a.m. golf. Good. Tee off without everybody.
You're always teed off, man.
Oh, good one.
I remember 2005 bro humor.
I know, me too. Ask Ms. Madison. Why is he getting the Marin County paper anyway? Yeah, I just randomly get all the papers from Marin. They're known for their journalism and not their weed. And not Lucasfilm. Skywalker Ranch. Don't jump ship if the show gets picked up. Says girlfriend who is a bad move. I'm loyal like a puppy. Ooh, I want that. That's not what that means. Thank you.
It's Casa. Casa? It's not Casa.
No, there's no Casa in team. Or Christmas. I love that. You know, she's trying to get him to kind of like shack up with her.
Yeah.
And her way of doing it as a single woman in San Francisco is to casually drop her 3-bedroom that she has in Tahoe for the winter.
That's a good point.
We're going to have a 10-way.
And this guy is working on a surfboard. Oh, that's a different guy.
Yeah. Where do you think you're going? Yeah. Oh, that's her guy. Okay. Oh, that's a jacket. That is a pink suede denim.
Yeah, suede denim
jacket with boob pockets. If there's one thing women don't want, it's those pockets.
The cute guy
from
the
printers.
Oh, it's 2005.
Ooh, sideburns. Yeah. Ooh, he's 20 years old. He's 21. No. I won't let you spend another night at home watching PBS.
PBS or PBS?
PBR! Zip it and get in the car is the love story I need. Then you leave the car and you unzip it. Oh, bless. He loves me. Well, you know what? Good for them. I'm happy with
that's right
with Dick Ranker and Surf Boy.
That's one of the alt comics, right? R. Crumb wrote that. Dick Ranker and Surf Boy.
Yeah. I would totally read that. Oh my gosh, I love this. Thank you for that, Brett.
Featuring
that
was, Mr. Natural. Right, yeah.
You are a treasure, Dr. Brett. Ooh, laughter. Ooh. Bridges, lights. It is evening. Now we're going to learn what her cat nights are like. Uh-oh, there she goes. Take out. What happens to all sad single women?
Is she going to bump into somebody else carrying groceries, or is that not going to happen yet?
No, she doesn't do groceries. She does sushi.
Oh, right.
No, she wouldn't do sushi. She walked by a sushi place. I'm guessing her... Oh, she walked by him. Yeah. Oh... Love didn't happen.
That's right. Missed connections.
Yes, Craigslist.
You can put that in the missed connections column.
This is so Craigslist right now. That's right. Circa 2005. Oh, yeah. Put that whole house up on Craigslist. Hey, Midnight. How you feeling? Midnight, the cat, is visiting. She loves us all.
Clatter of chopsticks.
Oh, yeah. This guy is going to be...
Fast lane.
This guy is definitely more in the sushi category. But he's classy because he's drinking a glass of red wine. Oh, she has a friend.
Or is it her?
Daughter?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a mom.
Yeah, she said young lady.
Okay. How did she not have a child earlier in the day?
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
oh, wait, maybe she's like the neighbor girl who shows up all the time.
Oh, that could be true.
Oh, yeah.
That would happen
Auntie
room.
Liz is too busy to cook. Yeah, she's the auntie. Okay.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, that's nice. Can we rent a movie tonight? I've got homework, too, so we can do it together and then watch a movie. Oh, that's so weird, because I'm watching a movie, and if I had homework, I would feel really bad that I'm watching a movie right now.
She has a lot of buttons on her sleeve.
Is that a salad? Because she's sad. She's having a sad life salad. God, like, why would you go all the way to a restaurant just to get a salad to take home? Like, you go to Whole Foods.
You had to order Trader Joe's. Big salad.
Oh, yeah. She needed a salad with extra plastic so that she can flail it around a bit. That's what the technical term is. Flail your salad. Well, there's his fish. Eat your dinner, huh?
I think that was from the previous scene, just the titles continue.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
But it would be funny if he was talking to his fish saying, eat your dinner.
I wish the fish were talking to him and laughing. Where's the movie with the fish that mocks him?
Yeah, see, he is talking
to the fish. He's
talking
to the fish.
All right.
All right. Cheers to that.
Yeah. What is he going to read?
Is he watching a documentary about Easter Island? I think he is. But he's kind of racist, so he turns it off. Dear Miss Madison, there's a guy at work I'm really interested in. I'm not sure if he's married. Well, you work with him. Why don't you know?
The one-day only store-wide sale clearance on the back of the newspaper.
Oh, yeah. 50% off, Brett.
Yeah.
Just ask if the guy's married. Human resources? Don't have human resources look up whether someone's married?
That's right. Just use the resources of the company to figure out your
personal... Some other cougar has already sank her claws. I'm dying. I hate this. This is
journalism.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we know what journalism is. I'll bet her relationships are perfect with that terrible advice that she gave. You know how you find out if people are married?
Ask if
they're married. Right. Oh, I don't remember. Are you married or not? Yes. Like, you just don't ask them in a creepy way. Are you?
You can do some industrial espionage and then determine whether the
Or do I need to go to human resources to find out?
Right.
Power Ranger. I don't know why I'm laughing at that so much. Rendezvous single stylish encounters.
I want this.
Why isn't this there? She has a match on Rendezvous single stylish encounters.
Boy, it's not at all like You've Got Mail.
Oh my gosh. It's like pre-Tinder.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think that guy still uses that picture on Tinder, even though it's no longer 2005.
It's a nice cat, though.
Oh, it's a good kitty. I love the kitty. Oh, the kitty does not want to be in a movie right now.
That's right.
Oh, it's a good kitty. That was totally ad-libbed. Yeah, it was like edited in.
This cat doesn't hit his mark at all. Bring on the next cat. That's the last time.
We should have had a black cat. That way you could just right. sub him in. This stupid tabby's going to fuck our show up. Marin County Voice, which we've already seen established one other time. Ooh.
Who's that?
What is everybody doing? Who are these people? Oh, is his paper buying her paper?
Oh, is that what's
going on? Okay, Jesus. But that has to be it. And it's just in time for Christmas. Oh, dear. Get a haircut. Look at that old man. That's Anthony Shepard. There's nothing wrong with the voice. In Novato. Oh, Novato is what they actually mean. Okay. It's just that the closed captioning was bad.
Okay.
That shelter was an important issue.
Issues don't issue make issues. That's issue.
Shark attack. We don't care about women's shelters. I want people to die from sharks.
We want less about women's shelters, more about tragedy.
I mean, I do agree that sharks are very important.
Shark invades woman's shelter is the ideal story for our new paper.
Woman throws abusive husband at shark.
At shark.
Sharknado is the only story that matters in the weather. She has an advice column. Why isn't that a good thing?
Fancy schmancy speak.
Yeah, we're not a fancy schmancy group of people who live by writing.
Yeah,
we don't have any degrees. We just wandered in one day to Marin County from our
November 2nd
from Humboldt County Weed Festival. What's the severance going to be? That is a very NorCal question. I don't know. Maybe I could just go to Costa Rica for a while. Oh, my gosh. I heard you can get land cheap in Oregon. Start some microbrew. 2005. Ooh, that's a 2005 turtleneck. Is she doing her aunt's pedicure?
Seems like it.
God, should I be asking people to...
No, I don't know.
You're like, no, Laura, you should not.
Yeah.
Laura, you should not be... Well, we were going to do foot masks tonight.
Foot mask.
Right. Well, you know, like there's the feet we have and then there's the mask we wear over our feet. What? There's a chain and padlock on the door and unemployment.
Oh, the niece is being practical.
Yeah. The niece is being practical. Oh, you know what the solution would be?
What?
To do a better Christmas column than a guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that might be where we're going.
Mm. Do you want more wine?
Sure.
Here. We'll, okay, you want to... You can pour. Oh, we have to watch people golf. It's not even like a real golf tournament. We have to watch people pretend to golf. He's fat shaming. Someone who isn't fat. He's just an adult, middle-aged man. You know what that is? That's a middle-aged man. Okay, so he's racist and he body shames people. This is our hero.
These two things might be implicit in the golf play.
Yeah, also, like, who's going to body shame someone literally while they're exercising?
That's true.
That's the worst. You're the worst person.
Yeah.
Is that what we're going to learn? Expand into the community market. Keep the name and make it an insert. Sounds like they're little papers. That's true. On the Auburn and Opelika paper this morning, the front page story was that there's a high school production of, what was the play?
Clue. That's right.
Auburn and Opelika High School. I don't remember which high school, but they're doing Clue. And so if you watch this at some point between November 9th, 2019 and a week or so from now, go to Auburn, Alabama and see some high school students murder each other, pretend, in a room with an object. Vicky, congrats on the acquisition of the Marin County Voice. Let me give you my thoughts on the... Oh, thank God, a man has thoughts. Hey, by the way, I'm a man. I've got some thoughts today. That's what I just do. Send them out, email them to people, whether or not they want them. I need more random men to email me their thoughts.
This guy's name was Billingsley?
Was that Craigslist she was looking at, though?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't see it.
Oh, dude. Oh, yikes. I remember, was it Hotmail?
Oh, yeah. Just... She's wearing the Annie Hall outfit.
Oh, yeah. He makes good money. I think he's just spoiled. What should I do? Break up with him. 90% of these, if you're writing this letter, you should break up with the person. Oh my gosh, you don't need him. You don't need his money. You are a strong, independent woman.
Where's she gonna?
She's gonna send it by accident. Yeah. Yeah. Wah wah. Yeah. Oh my. Oh, another pink jacket. Yikes. Like, that makes zero that I need. Oh, she has a cat picture on her desk. Oh, God, who leaves their surfboard in the break room? What is this?
Maybe that's how he got to work.
Marin, he would die.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Mind I just caught a surf past
Alcatraz. Off the coast. Oh, that's a terrible painting, too. Is this a roller coaster painting behind them? What is this? I want to wallow in my own self-pity.
You don't want to wallow in somebody else's self-pity. Well, I guess
that
happens.
I do sometimes. You're welcome. You can wallow. You wallow in my self-pity, too. It's true. Right. Aww. That's the lesson she needs to learn.
And these suits come in and rip us apart.
You should have let the Power Ranger rip your suit apart. That's the main story. 70 years, Marin has wanted this paper. They didn't have TV then. People wake up in the morning. The one thing they can be sure of is that this newspaper is going to be sitting on their doorstep. Oh, bless your little 2005 self. Girl,
it's Benedict.
You don't even know what a smartphone is.
These are imagined communities, my friends. Oh. Reading the newspaper in real time binds together a nation of...
Right. Oh, it's so nice. That piece that you wrote on the Scrabble Club, it was fantastic. Yeah. Yes, I read that. Yes, I read the paper we all work on, amputees.
The story you wrote.
How pathetic is Marin? Yeah. How pathetic is Marin?
Well, they have amputees there and...
Amputees of Marin County.
Domestic shelter. Totally not a porno. Right, yeah.
Oh, God!
Amputees of Marin County.
That does sound a little bit. Does. That's more Chatsworth. That's Southern California. <Okay. laughs> Don't stand on your own desk.
It's got the flare leg action.
Oh, please let that be Craigslist on her laptop. No, it's not. Oh, it says newsmail. Net newsmail. Yeah. That was clearly just like an image that was designed to stay up there. What are they vowing to do, right?
To fight
articles?
For the newspaper.
With their bootcut pants.
They're mad as hell and they're not going to take it anymore.
Oh. She's doing quite a squat there. Good girl. That's true. Oh, look at, there's a nice picture of newspapers. Marin has a paper that doesn't fill up a delivery van. It's free. We don't know why. It's not making money. And it's in multiple colors. Gosh, where... Originalist or textualist?
Is he talking about the Supreme Court?
I hope so. That's exciting.
My editorial about Antonin Scalia's jurisprudence is going through the roof.
Oh, man. So glad Antonin Scalia is the most conservative judge who will ever be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly.
2005. Having some 2005 thoughts. George W. Bush. The Depths of Mayberry. 19th century school marm. If they save that paper, my show gets tossed. What is his show about?
I've missed that.
Being a terrible person? It's the Body Shaming Racism Hour on Fox. I hope she takes off with the guy who got shamed, because
yeah,
he's
right.
Not a great person, but this guy's worse.
Yeah.
No problem, Mr. Grinch. He called him a Grinch. That's so Christmas.
You're a mean one.
Mr. Grinch. San Francisco era. How many apples does that guy eat? And lemons?
Those might have been lemons, yeah.
I think there was a tray of 20 apples and a tray of 20 lemons. No wonder he's so sad. He just eats lemons all day. Marin County Voice. Don't let life pass you by. Oh, it's just like a Marin streetcar. That's okay.
Okay.
Oh, her cat. Do it for the cat. Oh, midnight. There's a cat in this one.
Now she has 50 new messages. Apparently you can have either one message or
50.
50. Yeah.
I don't even want to know. You don't want to see how many messages I
no,
have.
No, exactly.
Look around. Live in the moment.
We still have them running this 50%
How lucky
off
we are to be alive right now. Christmas is more than gingerbread men and fat guys in red suits. Hey, girl, you should do a musical about Alexander Hamilton, but a hip-hop one. Do it. She'd be like, that's even worse than that thing about the women's shelter. I think I'm going to add several more pieces to that. And sharks. It may sound sappy, but I'm here to get excited about the holidays. Has anyone ever come to your door singing carols, Brett?
No.
Do you want me to come to your door and sing some carols?
That's okay.
What? How about Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? I could yell that in a very special voice. Oh, look. That's a dad.
Yeah.
You bring my ice cream. Oh, this guy's a bad person. He's not even nice to his dad.
I've been wearing this shirt for 30 years in a row.
Oh, the girl was named Raquel. Mm-hmm. Oh, are we going to learn? He's a racist again. Say something racist about Raquel, please. Are you gay? Oh, no. Oh, no. Homophobic dad. Nice dresser. It's the fish. It would explain a lot.
The gay fish.
Oh, it's because he has like a beta fish, which is fluffy.
Oh, maybe.
It's not as like...
Oh, it's not the fighting fish, right? Yeah.
Yeah. If you're a straight man, you have to have a straight looking fish, Brett.
That's right.
What's the straightest fish? A shark.
That's right.
Maybe an eel.
Mr.
No, that's
Big
too
Shot.
Gay. Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Shot, print journalist. Your mother and I lived here for 23 years. This is our home. That's really not that long.
Yeah, not
I feel
that
like
long
I've
for
lived
a man
in.
That age.
Yeah, exactly. We moved here when I was 54.
Yeah. That's right.
In movies, people get really attached to houses.
Yes. Also, in this movie, to really hideous collared shirt.
Yes. That's
good. Look at that.
I don't know, man. Oh, there was Lombard Street, and they sped it up.
You
Ooh, tis the season.
About a TV breaking news report about a newspaper column.
Where are these people? They're clearly in a living room with a green screen. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm just going to look kind of like I am in San Francisco. And they're going to put me in a hat that matches my braids, yeah. Which is confusing. Yeah. She's fine,
it's 2005.
Too.
You go, girl.
It is okay to say that.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, a woman said another woman was attractive, yeah. And I appreciate that. Thank you. Oh my gosh, what is this bed that she has?
Pink satin covers.
Is this a bordello from 1882?
It is San Francisco, right?
Yeah. Now. I'm kind of, okay, you know what? I support this. Should I redo my room as an 1882 bordello in San Francisco? Should I get a gay fish or a straight fish? I don't know what kind of sexuality my fish should have. Right.
I think the cat was drinking coffee just then.
I love it. I love this. I'm getting into this now. She's sexy. She's on fire. People really like her. And I'm supposed to care. I don't think you're really giving the situation the attention it deserves. The show's in trouble. All right, would you get a hold of yourself and try to putt here? I'm trying to putt here. Distant golf hits. Plunk. Sigh. Oh, God. We've had to watch them golf twice. I feel like we should reward ourselves with something for each time we have to watch someone pretend to golf in a romantic comedy. Who wrote this? Yeah. Let's have these guys on the golf course.
Maybe here they were just trying to expense some rounds of golf, right? It's for a movie!
Who wrote this? Yeah. Where are the women? Women writers do not do this. God. Get in the hole.
That's what she said. There is a lot of
we've seen this bridge so many times. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, why are we looking at a bridge in San Francisco? Nobody cares about any bridges in San Francisco. Like, it's really about surfing your way up the coast. There is no other transportation. You surf, you take a wheeled car. Gosh. I'm kind of, in a third-hand way, exhausted from her commute from, apparently by the Transamerica building, to Marin County every day. That's tiring. Does she take BART? Anyway.
I have taken BART.
I have too. Oh, man. I had a really weird air travel experience that required, like, I flew into SFO and out of San Jose, but the event I was at was in Berkeley, and okay. It was unpleasant. That was the one where my friend Omi randomly took me to a wedding.
Okay.
Told me it was a party. More, oh, but you have to dress up, Laura.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh great, yeah.
Your name plus one.
Mine goes into the Rolodex of anyone you've gone out with in the last 6 months.
You know what people don't know about anymore?
Rolodex?
Rolodex. Where are all the men who open doors for us and pick up the check?
They would rather read a book? Wait, with traditional masculinity is...
What man do you want?
Opening the door and then also reading a book?
Also, they're still 50% off.
Yeah, there's going to be 50% off for a long time in this.
Yeah, I want to... What kind of store is Marin, it, Brett?
Apparently, the stores in Marin are going out of business. Constantly.
Oh, the snow globe store. Yeah. Marin County. Oh, yeah. That cute auto mechanic who fixed your fan belt.
I'll fix your
November
fan
7th.
Belt.
That was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
A fresh pair of sneakers.
Get more mileage from a fresh pair of sneakers.
Cheap
pair of sneakers.
Well, right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That was a Billy Joel quote. This is the wrong coast, Brett. Wrong coast. Oh, someone hiding in a Burberry scarf. That is 2005.
Yeah.
Hollywood producer, you had 70 new messages. Oh, the kitty. Today is November 9th, probably. You want to enjoy each other's company?
If you can't be...
Wow. All he's right. Got those, like, ginger blossoms at his hair place.
This is the, supposed to be the wardrobe place for his TV show.
Oh, that's his. Has. Oh, yeah. Tom Lane's Fast Lane.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little bit like The Simpsons. Like my, you know, I'm Arnie Pye, and this is Arnie in the Sky.
Oh, or the Purd on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
That's what he is. Oh. Yeah, I wish it were her versus Purd. I'd watch that.
Children's Letters to Santa. No, no, wait, that's a different movie.
Her cup of coffee says coffee on it.
Does it say football?
It's yeah. The best thing in the whole world. Readers or listeners, if you ever watch the very first episode of The Office, Dwight Schrute has a coffee mug that only says football on it. Like, he just generically likes football. Even and there's a little teeny tiny football on the mug that spins around, that is on its handle. And it is the best thing in the whole show of The Office.
This is not a well-tied tie.
Oh, yikes, no.
Oh, this guy has been in a lot of shit.
Yeah. Oh, this was the guy who played the guy who was mentioned in the very beginning, right? He's the guy who, that was so-and-so as blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that could be.
Right.
Yeah.
Everyone has the same MacBook. Yeah. Well, it's San Francisco. That's okay. Oh, let's keep the voice independent. You know what? Oh, so this guy is even trying to be nice?
Yeah.
I sense success, and this is success. I can fold it in or keep it separate. I win either way. Good for him. Oh, gosh. Now I have to care whether this woman has a good career or not. You know what? Girl, you got your place in Tahoe for the winter.
That's right.
Like, just go skiing and don't even think about this shit. Oh, he's a sports writer.
That's why he wants to play so much golf, right?
Oh, that's why he never goes to games and just plays golf. Green beans.
Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, Yorkshire pudding's good. Everybody likes glazed ham. People are more vegetarian now. Someone in that... It's San Francisco.
True, yeah.
You know what they say about San Francisco? Ham. Ew, what is that water on their table? Look at the table of water. It's creepy. Oh, the mean Christmas. I feel a little annoyed that it's taken us this long to get to him having a Christmas one. Yeah. It's 41 minutes in.
Yeah.
Look at that blue water. What is that?
Oh, yeah.
It looks like Propel.
Yeah.
His and her Christmas. Every man wants to be you. Every woman wants to hang on your arm.
So kind of flattering to Tom.
Yeah. What is behind that?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, some Georgia O'Keeffe did their office art. Oh, yeah. But it's like a Georgia O'Keeffe zombie. Oh, my. I don't know that we can handle this. Either the paper folds or those folds. Oh, no.
Do we know yet what his TV show is?
It's called. It's.
We know it's called Fast Lane.
Fast
Tom
Lane.
Lainer.
Thank you for reminding me. I've forgotten
Tom
already.
Lane of Tom Lane.
Lois Lane.
My name is Jonathan Swift, and this is Fast Tom Lane.
Oh man, Tom Lane definitely sounds like a fake character in an 18th century novel.
Yeah.
Well, you know the example of Tom Lane, who killed a ballad singer.
Beer Street and Tom Lane.
Beer Street and Tom Lane. Yeah. You're the best. Oh, she's got her sunglasses on and her gloves. November 11th, and it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. How early do you start to think about Christmas,
Brett?
Yeah,
not as early as November 11th.
I'll yeah. Have you thought about it yet?
Probably it's going to be a while.
So December 23rd, maybe, is about right.
Yeah.
or like maybe a week or so after Thanksgiving. Oh my God. Who are these people who decorate their houses like this? Christmas. I have nowhere to store it, but yet I own all of these things.
Frankincense and myrrh. You're post Thanksgiving to a baby.
A bomb or a bong? Well, it's Northern California.
That's true.
Oh, I like her like green velvet pants. That sweater is boring though. Oh, kitty cat. She's that's the second Walgreens product placement I have seen. Also, who buys giant bags stuffed with things from Walgreens? Let's you know what? I can't really spend a holiday without thinking about Walgreens. Just Walgreens is the thing that makes the holidays bright. Tom Lane. Who doesn't like Christmas? I don't know. Holidays are lost in commercialism. No. Do you feel lost in commercialism sometimes?
We call that late capitalism now.
Oh, do we? Oh, yeah, I guess we do. I was when just thinking like when there's an extra 50% off clearance at J.Crew Outlet, which is what I got a message about yesterday.
That's also true.
You want to go check?
Yeah.
Kind of? Okay.
It's the war on Christmas.
Oh, someone meowed. Yeah. A person. iBook G4.
Ooh, that's a good
chip.
We're
back. Yeah. Oh, someone went and got a coffee. Sharing oneself with friends and loved ones. Like we are making a podcast about Christmas. Do you feel festive?
It's very festive.
Yes, there you go. All right, let's see. Oh, I said, all right, let's see. And he said, okay, let's see. We're going to see. We are going to see. Oh, there's some stupid-ass bridge again. Oh, my gosh. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They're trying... Okay, I don't really appreciate the filmmaking technique of fast-forward stock footage as much as possible to make San Francisco seem exciting.
That's the only way you would think it was.
I'm a pigeon, opinionated. I'm belligerent. I'm a pigeon.
I'm a pigeonated.
I'm a pigeonated.
Belinionated.
Walgreens! Oh my God, this entire film was made by Walgreens. Okay, now that we know this, Brett, how does this change our feeling about Walgreens, Christmas, or movies? I bet she's going to go to Walgreens to buy some stuff for her hair.
This would be your author photo.
It's like this.
Slightly disheveled, ooh, come hither. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that might actually be my department photo. Right, right. But I have George clawing me and a fake astronaut in the background. Next time, I'm just going to like crop out George from the photo of him with the Cadbury egg. And it'll just be a Cadbury egg is my author photo. That's me. I was approached by a large gentleman in a red suit swinging a bell the size of a mace.
The finger. Oh, diddly
squat.
It's not pop kiss.
Well, that's,
it's not pop kiss like you're kissing a dog. It's butt kiss.
I know, but it could be a
why aren't
a cross,
there more Jewish people involved in
error.
The finer points of Christmas?
Yeah, why aren't there more Jewish people in the Christmas film entertainment industry? Although maybe they're just fucking with everybody.
That could be true. Pup.
Oh my gosh. I'll bet that mug came from Walgreens. You know what I would like to paint my walls? Green. There are other ways to enjoy Christmas. Go sledding. Go skating. Go to some other state where you can do that.
Right, yeah.
Your grandparents better live in Tahoe or Big Bear.
They also must not be very frail if you're pelting them with
snowballs. Yeah, I know. Seriously. Yeah, I do not think there was ever a time when I could have snow anythinged with any of my grandparents. Other than like maybe a vague snowball fight.
Right, right.
Ah, that low-slung hip belt.
Yeah.
November 24th. 32 days to go. Tis the season.
Was this just supposed to be her fan mail, or are these people writing in for advice like they used to be?
Happy Thanksgiving. Oh, appliance liquidation is happening.
That was just 50% off?
They turn the appliances into
plastic. Oh, I remember those icons
juice.
On the old the Mac, the skeuomorphic ones rather than the two-dimensional.
Oh, yeah. I remember those. Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, they're at Thanksgiving. Oh, no, don't say something racist.
Okay,
no, yeah. Don't say something racist. Please. Please disguise it in an interracial marriage. The friend you body shame. Don't say anything racist. No. Oh, no. Is that a candy corn shirt? Brad, what is it?
I think it's
what
just,
is it?
It has the color scheme of candy corn.
Oh, my
corn.
God. I love my bordello bedroom and my candy corn clothes. Everything is a thing. Oh, my goodness. Oh, she has nice mugs.
Yeah.
I like that jadeite wear. How much cranberry sauce do four people need? Did you see that wide
the
shot?
Answer.
He said he body shamed him again.
Yeah. Yeah.
He body shamed him again.
Yeah.
What a terrible, terrible person. Oh my gosh. She's allowed to love her husband.
Yeah.
Jesus. The body shaming the man. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I guess, like, are we supposed to see this and think, wow, the men get body shamed.
Yeah,
progress.
Maybe, right, yeah.
Shame is progress. I'm shallow.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, like all the women are thin. Why aren't they opening that champagne? Why is it just sitting there? I guess I'm shallow too. Oh, honey. Oh.
Glasses clink.
Glasses clink. Oh, here. Cheers. Oh, wait, you don't get more wine.
Glasses clink.
Glasses clink. He just asked her what time his own child went to bed.
Apparently.
What time does that fucking kid go to bed? I just came here today. Oh, love. Oh, you and your electric toothbrush. My old-fashioned toothbrush does the job, too. I'll bet you didn't get that at Walgreens, like those of us who care about small-town America.
Save 50% on toothbrushes at Walgreens.
Is that an X-ray? What is that? And an orchid. Oh, Jesus. I have an X-ray-themed house. Actually, I would like an X-ray-themed house.
Probably would.
Yeah. Well, I've got that Vesalius engraving.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, you know, I am a girl of simple tastes. I like my walls green. Ooh, I have to look at this man's naked arms. Please let me not have to look at too much more of him.
Did he just have an idea for a... Wait, in the previous scene, his computer was not Apple. It was just generic aluminum-covered...
That's true.
Computer. I think they forgot to fix it for this.
He just... Go fetch! Is that Ask Jeeves?
I don't know. I don't even
go
I don't remember.
Fetch
go
search
fetch.
Engine?
Yeah.
Stop trying to make fetch happen! Thank you for existing.
That was a good one.
All right. Cheerses. All right. Oh, I didn't get more
Oh,
wine.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I thought that you
okay.
already had some.
I had some, but now I'm getting some more. Oh, so in honor of this part of the country... Tonight we are drinking an Andover Estate Pinot Noir Arroyo Seco Monterey 2016. It is sustainably farmed and estate grown. So it's sort of north central coast.
All right.
And, yep. Oh, shoot. We might have to try and, yeah. Okay. So in a few minutes we're going to pause. Okay. Let's see. Oh, we'll pause right after they meet.
They have to do the meet.
Oh, is he behind her butt? And grabbing her from behind? Hey, girl. I was out for a drive. The bridge.
Yeah.
Bringing up the bridge. Why are there American flags? I'm here to offer a truce. You slam me in your paper, steal my column, and now you want a truce.
Shouldn't she be walking funny because she broke a heel?
She's not walking. She's gazing angrily. An angry love gaze with prettiness. You know what?
Yeah,
she's really cute when she's mad, Brad. All right, we're going to pause and sort some shit. We'll be back. No. Hello. We are experiencing a brief pause in the podcast while we eat some cheese. It's the Sartori Rum Runner. It's really good.
It is good. I have not had it before.
It has a slightly pineapple-y vibe to it, like some Parmesans do.
Yeah, I can see that.
But it's creamy and not super aged, which I normally like aged cheese, but this one just works right.
So before, a moment ago, we were trying to figure out why, if you're supposed to like these people or if you're supposed to like the guy.
And I don't know if anything is likable about the guy.
Yeah, we're...
Brett mentioned, okay, well, there's handsomeness. And that's, I mean, technically true, but there's lots of actors in this movie.
Yes, right. So he doesn't distinguish himself for...
For handsomeness. For handsomeness. Yeah, like, there's other actors. Like, so like is what? He... Is he insecure about everything related to himself, and that's why he body shames his close friend who has a happy marriage?
Yeah, we're...
And says racist things. Does he secretly desire his friend's wife?
This could be... Right.
Lacan wants to know.
Exactly, right. I remember I went to a talk by Slavoj Žižek where he went on this riff about how one of the ways that the other is the other is mm-hmm. that he seems to take an excessive amount of pleasure in something. Mm. And he gave an unfortunate example that for the details are involving luggage and ethnic groups who had a lot of it. I wasn't sure if he was actually defining.
Žižek, you're canceled.
Exactly, defining, saying that this was a good way to judge whether the other took pleasure in too many things, or contrarywise, if he was saying that people tend to otherize people who take too much pleasure in things.
Right, I think, yeah, or that like it's the points of transgression where people decide to pinpoint someone else's otherness.
Yes, right, exactly.
So,
but
yeah, so other than like unfortunate luggage examples, I would like to other this man with his golf and his interest right. in the golf.
Right. And at some right, I mean there is
where was Žižek talking? Was that at Penn?
That was at the Penn the Institute of Contemporary Art at University of Pennsylvania where I used
to. Oh, okay.
But yeah, it'll be
were
interesting.
Were you invited as a grad student at lunch? I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I would be that fascinated in joining Slavoj Žižek for a meal of some kind. I have a feeling that might be either long lasting or
alcoholic.
Embarrassing for everybody. But in a his refrain of that talk, I remember, was that he talked about the death drive, which is desire. He went on a kind of whole thing about that. So is how
just
so,
be glad you're not a woman.
Exactly. So what is the desiring drive of the, that's going to pull this film back together?
Ooh, we can get a Deleuzian desiring machine.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
Well, it would be a his Christmas and a her Christmas purchased at Walgreens.
Right, exactly. It has to be Walgreens.
It has to be Walgreens. Oh my gosh. Oh, I hope there's an ending where he realizes he loves her. She realizes she loves him. And Walgreens closes at 9:30. And it's 9:12. And they have to get there from the BART station. But different BART stations.
That could be good. That could be good.
Just in time to buy some gum. So they can make out. with nicer breath. It's a considerate thing.
It's considerate.
Okay. All right. We're going to get back into this darling darling late capitalist festival. We love you all. His and hers. We love the hises, the herses, and the non-binaries. Mm. All right, let's see. Oh, God, I think everyone had that sweater. Oh, Jesus. It's that zip-up, somewhat cable-knit, somewhat ribbed, overly thick.
Yeah.
Pale green.
Yeah.
Zip cardigan.
See, they're talking about what this man has going for him right now.
That man?
Yeah.
Do you not know there are other men and you are attractive?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy looks like a cabinet assistant or something. Or a cabinet. He looks like an actual cabinet.
An actual cabinet.
The golfing cabinet. She's a total ice queen. Have you ever called a woman an ice queen?
No.
Like, that's not how humans are.
Yeah.
Unless when you watch the film Frozen. It is okay to call her an ice queen. Meanwhile, in Marin... That was kind of a tricky camera move.
Yeah.
Did you find out if he's single? With your low-slung brass belt and your beige pinstripe trousers from Express, boot cut. Oh, my gosh. I do want all the lip gloss here, but I don't want anything else. Maybe the brown eyeshadow. 2005, we will keep your brown eyeshadow and your lip gloss.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I will not keep those dinky-ass eyebrows. I had dinky-ass eyebrows, Brett. I'm sorry.
Yeah, people had small eyebrows.
It was only $15. They would wax them. I would go get waxed, and then they would add the eyebrows.
Okay.
A tree lighting ceremony. The voice sponsors one. That's a good lamp.
It's a Sputnik.
I think I'm Tahoe woman. Can I go to Tahoe with her? Can she go to Tahoe with Our Lady of Lip Gloss?
Yeah.
Lip gloss lesbians. It's a new thing.
Yeah, it does have a little bit of the Jamie Presley type of thing going on.
Well, she's sexy.
Yeah.
She's successful.
Yeah.
She's got a nice cabin in the snow. I'll bet she likes cats. Oh. Vicky's got it. This is what I'm shipping now, Brett.
Yeah,
I want
right.
them to be together.
There's the mini again.
Yeah. Vicky'd make her get rid of that dumbass yellow mini, though. Vicky's like, you're not... How old are you? 20? Come on, darling. Get over it.
Oh, I'm running late because I care I'm running about my
late.
Career.
I broke some more shoes. I have a travel mug. I'm a busy business lady. Marin, what's it say? Walgreens loves you.
Oh, so instead of Christmas
canceled
tree lighting,
due to a lack of funding.
Would you make? Would you? How about not putting up a sign that says "canceled due to a lack of funding"?
Take the sign down, maybe. It sounds like is MasterCard, do you have a MasterCard?
I think my bank just switched to one.
Oh, okay.
It was a branded MasterCard. Until that, I wasn't sure it entirely existed.
Yeah, I don't remember it, really. The sun is sponsoring our Christmas tree lighting in a lovely, sunny way. Here you are.
Okay.
We have beer after the wine,
okay,
if
sure.
you wish. Well, we have other wine, too.
No, we're good.
I could open expensive
I think
one.
We're good.
Okay, I should just stop. Okay, I'm not going to pour an entire bottle of wine. They're trying to exploit our town. What are we supposed to think Marin is?
Yeah.
Like, this remote village.
Yes, exactly.
You know, in the Scottish Highlands. Marin. <Yeah. laughs> What they really should have done was set it in Bodega Bay, where the birds takes place, and have a bunch of really creepy shit going down that's supernatural. Give Tom Lane the TV show he's been begging for. Oh, guess what's gonna happen, Brett?
Is she gonna barge onto the TV show?
She's gonna co-host that show with him when they fall in love, and it's gonna be called Two Lanes Diverge. Midnight is not happy with that. That's a cat who is not amused by my shitty jokes. Thank you for being better than the cat at humor. Try and have a... Oh, what's that bridge for? Nobody cares about your bridge. I just... Like, they show it every time. It's like, I've forgotten we're near San Francisco.
This guy has a chandelier
over his bathtub. Yeah. Nothing says... Well, could the dad have mentioned that in the sexuality insults? Chandelier over the bathtub?
Are you gay? You have a chandelier over your bathtub.
You have excess chandeliers.
Sometimes maybe he could find a guy.
Right. We are queering this show because the straight people have something wrong with them. So, okay, so these women are that woman is going to get together with the, like, sort of alpha newspaper high heel lady. And
one night the sexual tension between the golfing guys is going to overflow.
Oh, yeah.
He just put a stocking cap over his head.
That's like a condom.
Yeah, exactly.
His bald head. I don't remember if he's bald or not.
No, it's just balding.
Maybe this guy. Oh, that's dad.
That's the dad.
Dad's like, is this your gay friend? I support you. This is ridiculous. Why is this child her personal esthetician?
Yeah.
This should not be legal. I feel bad for this child actor. Fix your tie. So. The dad's watching critically as they touch each other.
That's right.
Oh, deck those halls, baby. 'Tis the season to be jolly. You feeling
what
jolly, Brett?
What is that? Oh, it's a cheese ball?
Is that a cheese ball? I love it. We need more cheese. That's a cheese ball no one will eat because no one will want to wreck the cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
No one will destroy the Death Star, the cheese star.
I used to bullseye womp rats on my T-38 back
home. That's impossible.
They're not much bigger than 2 meters.
Cheers to that. Oh, she's at the company Christmas party. Yeah. Oh, she's drinking.
She can barely stand it. Right, yeah.
There we go. I have a soul, so I don't work for the sun. Go out with him. Anybody.
Yeah, well,
literally any man.
Right, yeah.
Okay, this is going to go badly. Yeah. Hi. I hate everything. I'm going to roll up with no bra in a backless dress down to my ass.
with all my work friends.
To my company party in high heels and drink as much as possible with my niece.
Yeah, that's right.
So is the niece gonna like get given like a Game Boy and sat to the side for several hours? All these two, they're you know, like, I think everyone just needed to be gay in this film. That's my TLDR. Oh wait, she's gonna meet her. Meet your girl. Oh, I'll bet there'll be chemistry. What's this? Oh, a drunky lady. Some girl is hitting on the dad drunk. Ew. People got so excited over a tree. I just care about making money and being hot. You know what? I'm fine with her. Like, girl, take us all to Tahoe and make us some, like, hot buttered rum.
Yeah. Wait, this guy looks familiar.
I'll bet she can make her own pasta. Really? Hi, I am an adult man who's staring at you.
I'm going to do some anger beer sipping.
You know what? Nothing says I'm going to fuck like a holiday office Christmas party, and there are no problems with that at all. Nothing problematic. Right. You know, like, Brett, do you have a holiday Christmas party at William & Mary? Does everyone have sex at this holiday Christmas party?
No.
Yeah, no. We have literally never had anything in my university. Like, I think there might be, like, a, you know, something that happens during a class I'm teaching and involves, like, awkward milling.
Yeah. Well, now he's just...
Oh, there we go. Well, how come she doesn't get to meet her lesbian friend?
No, exactly.
Oh, no. She has to touch him. Oh, they're talking. You didn't invent the concept of Christmas tree lighting. No. I'm sorry, you mean Tannenbaum? Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm just trying to help. I'm on to you, buddy. Sabotaging the newspaper.
Oh, you could stroke that.
Stroke that.
Giant ego of yours. Right.
With that Power Ranger that
comes.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
What would you call this dance?
That's true.
Is this the redundancy polka?
That's right.
I hate people who tell me to relax. Oh, that green shirt.
Somebody bought the green shirt.
It's the little things. They really matter to me. Kentucky Fried Chicken also sponsored this show.
Kentucky Fried Chicken from Walgreens.
Wow. Do I need anything else, really?
That's right, yeah.
You can buy the paper towels to clean your ass up with after that. Oh my gosh, Xanax and Kentucky Fried Chicken and beer, all from Walgreens. Little Dove chocolates that have sad little messages for lonely women on them. Has every second Sunday sound. Oh, she's riding him on the buffet with her white hot heels. Daddy wants it to go.
Yeah.
Oh, the bad Annie Hall move. Oh, look, those low, slung pants with that hip bald. I can't. Oh,
she's hiding with her Applejack cap.
My Avril Lavigne? I'm 40 years old. Look at my Avril Lavigne hat. What is on her desk?
I think it's a Mary J. Blige hat.
Shaggy? What is it? Yeah. Is it eggnog? No, it's cranberry juice. Did she say something stupid?
Well, she fell into a big pile of, like, punch, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, another bad sweater.
Yeah.
Oh, guys in that leather jacket. Oh, that was a scene.
Yeah. The leather jacket that's cut into a blazer. Yeah.
Did she die? Are those funeral flowers? To Liz, you finally beat me to the punch.
I get it.
Okay, that's good. That's the first good thing he's done. He made a punch pun and sent flowers for death. Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's a newsie. You're more in love than I thought you were. So I don't know what your theories of love are, but do they involve barely interacting with someone, having an anger dance,
punching them into punch,
and then getting I don't think. Oh,
see?
These two belong together.
Yeah, I'm
telling
you.
Wait, where are they? A gym? They're at a gym, I guess. It's
Must
a nice
be,
gym.
Yeah.
I'll go that. You are so into her.
No way, man. I'm not into right.
Oh, I'm into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like snails? And...
It is a matter of taste. Ooh. He's a handsome man. Oh, we just had to watch people tongue each other. I know divorce does things to people, but mom and dad would have wanted you to move on with your life. Why are everyone's parents dead?
Yeah, really.
Like, did they die from divorce? That doesn't happen, really. Oh, look at the dad's terrible shirt. I love it. Oh, his terrible shirt, too. Like, you shouldn't be the same color as your shirt.
I didn't want a tree.
I didn't want a tree. I'm not even Christian.
She was a good-looking girl.
Oh, my goodness. Your mother loved Christmas.
It was one of the things we fought about.
She loved everything about this time of year.
Yeah, I couldn't stand it.
Do you know your mother loved... Who wouldn't know that their mother loved Christmas? Did he just live abroad from the time he was five? You know how you were in boarding school for like 12 years? We just talked about Christmas the whole time.
So he just described his present as just what the main woman character has just said what his future would be, eating fried chicken and watching football on Christmas.
Oh,
and he just said,
why is this
dad,
a bad thing?
His dad just said, I'm going to eat chicken and watch football on Christmas. And it gave the guy a shock of recognition. This cat does not want to be held.
This cat does not want to be held. Do you want some ice cream?
You shouldn't put your cat on the dining room table.
Well, I don't know. You
definitely shouldn't put your fish on the dining room table.
Ew, he's butt grabbing her. What phone is that? Like BlackBerry 1.0. I'm angry that they have phones that don't exist yet. Or they don't have phones that don't exist. Do you want some ice cream? Meow.
It's mostly his interior monologue, right?
That is generally my interior monologue. Brett, do you want some ice cream? Meow. Meanwhile, here at my desk that is 90% laptop. Those were the days. My iBook G4. He has trophies on his, Rendezvous Single Stylish Encounters.
It's a private message from San Francisco stud. That was one of them. And the message was, hey, baby, what's going on?
That's a guy looking for a guy.
Yeah, really.
San Francisco stud, and he's straight. Okay. She's got her ice cream.
Yeah, the cat is in.
Oh, kitty cat. Yeah. Have you eaten? I'm Vicky. Come eat me. Oh, poor little cat. Oh, you're a good kitty. Hey, baby, what's cooking?
Oh, you can go to the chat.
It's going
to
be him.
Right,
yeah. Delete. Message deleted. Yeah, don't give the cat anything. She's so mean. And it's a kitten, too.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, it's definitely a kitten. Okay, so... She's willing to hang out with this guy.
It says Tom Lane in giant letters. It's like a shrine to you.
Oh my God. I would die if Laura Miller were in giant letters for any reason. No pizza. I want your homework done in 2 hours. I'm dressed like, what is that outfit?
That was somewhere Mary Tyler Moore meets Annie Hall. Yeah, right.
I think it's like, it all met in Express in 2005.
Dr. Livingstone, I presume.
Yeah, it's very, yeah.
With helmets.
That's I'm doing my Disney bound, but it's like a colonialist explorer.
That's right. It's true. Depression rates rise when the
holidays. Depression rises around the holidays. I have a white tree because I'm a racist. Why are you alone in the holidays? Where are the Christmas carols for those people? Oh my gosh, did you see that? He has two separate vases.
Yeah.
Each one has one fish.
Yeah, I saw.
It's like even the fish are lonely. I think there's a flower and a fish in those vases.
Oh, jeez.
Like even the fish are alone.
The cat is definitely knocking down all those Christmas
This is the best cat. I think someone just wanted a kitten.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to expense that.
I'm going to expense my cat.
Right. All right. If you pay for my golf, I pay for your cat.
I sold my watch fob to pay for your cat car. Oh, my gosh. Thank you for liking that. maybe I'll become an English teacher. Yeah, what the fuck, that's you?
A fate worse than death.
Yeah, maybe I'll become an English teacher.
If I lose my job, maybe I'll teach people about literature.
No one would want that.
No.
Nobody wants to learn English.
It's like in It's a Wonderful Life. She's just locking up the library!
That's the worst thing.
The being a librarian with unplucked eyebrows is the worst thing that could happen to a woman in the Cold War era.
Well, or the other worst thing, which is Violet getting all like,
yes,
slutty.
Right, yes, Violet.
You know what? Yeah, like it's either sex work or library work, and you know what? There are sex worker librarians.
Oh, excellent.
And they're very successful at all of it. That's the future. This is the future liberals want. Sex worker librarians, taco trucks on every corner.
That's right. Somehow the slow Tom montage is not that exciting.
Well, like, what have they done with one another?
No, they...
Like, she doesn't even know how his face tastes.
They bumped butts, right.
They
yeah.
bumped butts?
Yeah.
Like, I guess he knows she has a butt.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I mean, things have gotten started from less. Maple or oak? Sounds good. Are you okay? Oh my God, that's a horrible outfit. It's like, that's a Dwight shirt.
It is. Right. Question. Right, yeah.
Question.
Beats. Bears.
Battlestar. His eyes are green. I didn't notice until now. I like Vicky. Can I write my fanfic of this movie? So she meets the other girl. This guy might just end up alone on an island with cats and fish. See where I'm going
That's
with
right,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And if this guy were alone on an island, he would totally try to colonize the island.
That's probably true.
And start like some kind of awful sport no one cared about.
This green screen of the Golden Gate Bridge. Yeah, you can see there's like a distinct outline all around his face of the green
whoever
screen.
Whoever made this film was like, we are going to San Francisco this shit out of the
That's
and
right.
show the Golden Gate Bridge at least 40 times.
And this guy who is like, you might think that I'm John Larroquette, but we do not have the budget for that.
Oh, John Larroquette! Yeah, yeah, it's the budget John Larroquette.
That's right.
John La Croquette. You did the best you could, Liz. I'm just going to be an English teacher. Because I don't need training for that.
No.
Mr. Billingsley. Go get a haircut, Mr. Billingsley.
Yeah.
Your terrible shirt, Mr. Billingsley. Wendy's? The option is Wendy's or be an English teacher.
Yeah.
The two genders, Wendy's and English teacher.
You could be either Wendy's, an English teacher, or an idiot. Right, yeah. Technically not qualified for the public sphere at all. These are the only three things you can do.
Not for the public sphere.
Right.
Oh man, I want that to be a plot in a movie where it's like, I'm going to have to exit the public sphere if you close my business. I'm going to have to lurk under a bridge or an overpass.
This really is a bad color combination, this outfit.
Yeah, no, there's some bad color language happening here.
It's like a brown pinstripe jacket.
Why is the black and white tie happening with a
mustard shirt and a brown pinstripe jacket?
Yeah.
It's like
there was no decade where that worked.
Yeah, the Golden's mustard colored shirt.
Oh my gosh. It matches the wall paint.
It does.
Door closes with a clunk. I don't think that's what a clunk is.
No.
That's what you wear to go find the woman you have barely gotten to know. Maybe they just understand love better than we do.
That's right.
He He left his show. Oh, good. We'll both be unemployed English teachers together. Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah. This is like someone's parents' origin story.
Yes, exactly.
And they're just really angry English teachers in the Midwest. And they're like, we met, and it was really kooky.
Yeah.
Other things are more important than fame and fortune. I don't know what those are.
Apparently it's fiddling with your own lips, right?
Lip fiddles. Don't knock it, Brad. She's holding a large plant. I identify. Except I'm terrible at plants.
Planty? Is this planty?
Planty. No, that's not planty. But I think my grandmother had a plant like this one. But now she's telling him he doesn't know about relationships. You're a good writer, though. Oh, this is a date? She walked smugly.
Yeah.
Holding her corduroy jacket shut. Outfits from Express. they're walking over a bridge. A different bridge.
Yes, right.
This is an even worse outfit outside.
Yeah.
It's like a gray jacket.
Yeah.
I don't know, Brett. This is like maybe someone just hated working on this show and is like, you know what? I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Just like, here, wear this shirt, this tie, this jacket.
You think an optimistic girl and a pragmatic guy could ever make it work?
Sometimes optimism can be pragmatic.
Yeah.
You know what's pragmatic? Not always saying no. Oh, he's going to kiss her and she's not sure about it.
So how did he earn this? I'm still
no one
confused.
Earned anything except right. Walgreens. I've wanted to do that for a while. Do people always say that when they kiss each other for the first time? I don't think they do. Oh, it's supposed to... There's no... They did not spend any time on love.
Yeah, I don't... That's... Now, as some of you may
know... Oh, this guy. I pretty much decided that I was going to shut it down. Wow. The voice and the sun. Yeah. It was just business. Hey, Tom. After I spoke to Tom. Tom saves the paper. He's going to give the budget for his show for this. The show no one would ever care about.
That's right.
No one cares. Local access show in San Francisco.
That's right.
With the stockholders of what? This guy still hasn't gotten a haircut.
Or fixed his eyebrows.
I know value when I see it. All you are is what you produce for capitalism. Aw. Thank you for letting me serve you, Honorable Robert Barron. Laughter. Excrement. Oh, excitement. Excrement. We got our Brecht rolling in here.
More bridge. Yeah.
Bridge. Man. Oh, there it is. Are we just going to get farther and farther away from the bridge?
President speaks of policy. Yeah.
A good day for all. President feels feelings. Walgreens.
His and her San Francisco.
A giant football next to a laptop. I made things tougher. No, you didn't. No one did anything at all. God, I hate that surfboard.
Yeah.
God, his stupid tank tops,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a lot of bad tank tops.
Yeah, it's like the 20-pack from Fruit of the Loom.
It's like that.
Is it like Stanley Kowalski of the San Francisco newspaper scene?
You know where I think he got his tank tops?
Where?
Walgreens. Walgreens, we need a last
minute. He bought her engagement ring at Walgreens. Walgreens has engagement rings of all styles under $20. When you know you want to share love and caring. One more present. Are you ready? All right, Christmas. Whatever year this is.
Yeah.
Unless she just like got proposed to in the last week.
Yeah.
It's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Oh, Christmas dinosaur. Okay, these people are nice.
Yeah, that's
okay.
All right.
My kids like dinosaurs. Yeah. Nothing's wrong with that.
Well, the guy
it's going to be
still
everyone
with
together.
The woman from the party.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Nice one.
Yeah.
Hey,
they're
Santa.
The ham in. They go to
the
San Francisco ham.
The ham. The San
yeah.
Hamaroni. The San Francisco ham. Oh, gosh. So should we have like a San Francisco themed Christmas with some rice-a-roni and some ham.
all the San Francisco
some
traditions.
Some amber colored glasses.
Yeah.
I'm feeling that.
A nice warm, but he always hated Christmas.
What does Christmas even mean here? I love the thing Christmas now. I hated Christmas.
I didn't.
I have found woman, lady.
It was one of the things
to wear
that
a black turtleneck
your
with me.
About. Right.
Oh my gosh. Is that at least a menorah? No, it's a minor
it's
aura.
It's
oh,
a Mallorca.
Bless.
Right, yeah, right.
Bless its little soul. Well, that has been his and hers Christmas. Any final thoughts, Brett?
I'm still, you know, I'm interested in narratives of redeemed or sensitive men. I'm not sure that this one qualified. I'm not quite sure how the guy managed
this is
to
not
turn
the man
around.
Of feeling.
No,
this,
right.
This man does not have.
Yeah.
Is it Pamela? But not. No, it's
Yeah, I feel like you're supposed to earn a happy ending, and this guy didn't seem to earn it at all. It's just Deus Ex Machina a happy ending, it seems to me, which is a little unsatisfying, unless you just think they're so hot they've got to be together.
Yeah.
What are your concluding thoughts?
My concluding thoughts are I'm going to selectively forget that she ends up with him, pretend she's with, like, the sexy alpha lesbian lady in Tahoe, and with the
three
cat.
Three bedrooms in Tahoe.
Three bedrooms, her, the cat,
yeah,
and, like,
right.
an extra one. For writing in.
That's good. All
I
right.
like it. I, this
that's
is, I, you know,
that's
a nice roaring fire,
good,
some snow, some
that's
slopes.
That's a good winter break.
Yeah, I think that's a good break. All right. Well, thank you for, sometimes you just have to imagine your happy ending, fellow friends. Thank you for listening to Happy Endings, a romantic TV podcast. May you have beautiful romantic times in your own condos in the Tahoes of your heart.
The real Tahoe was
the friends we
made
along the
way.
All right. Good night.